From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Stephanie Brush reading A Corpse in the Soup by Morgan St. James and Phyllis Bradner. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Godiva Olivia Dubois held the paper at arm's length, squinting to read the jagged script without her glasses.
You know, on days like today, I think I should have stuck with my little column in the Beverly Hills Blabbermouth instead of becoming syndicated.
She finally put on her glasses and read out loud.
Dear G.O.D., I've prayed to the Lord for guidance, but he doesn't answer. The longer I stand by and watch, the more I know my mission. Time is running short now, so I'm turning to you. I have to know, is it a sin to kill a monster? Please tell me I won't go to hell if I rid the world of this piece of human garbage. I don't do well in extreme heat. Mr. Clean. Maybe some joker is pulling my leg. She read it again, digesting every word, shuddered, and pushed it over to her mother. Mom, this letter is really spooky. Read it and see what you think. Flossie picked up the creased ivory sheet. It wobbled in her veined hand as she glanced up and down the page, clicking her tongue.
You see, Godiva?
She shook the paper under her daughter's nose.
That's exactly what I've been trying to tell you when you write a column called Ask God. Don't be surprised if you get letters from nutcases.
Godiva snatched the letter back.
I should have known you'd say that.
She marched across the room and plunked it down on the table.
Read this one, Unc. Mom thinks it's from a crank, but I'm afraid it might be real.
Sterling Silver dropped the mail sack he was emptying onto the mahogany library table. Holding the sheet like a dead skunk, his eyes crinkled as he strained to read.
Forget about it, honey. Sounds like a crank to me. Just stick to the funny ones. Remember, the audience loves...